Welcome to this Cognos podcast on leveraging your data. Cognos is the world leader in business intelligence and performance management solutions, and my name is James McQuaig. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the announcement of Cognos 8 Go Mobile. This technology will allow users to view and interact with business intelligence information delivered to BlackBerry devices. Cognos President and CEO Rob Ashe commented on this announcement and gave some insight on how this technology currently under development will fit with the Cognos strategy.
Cognos Go Mobile is a fundamental part of our overall strategy. Fitting into the Cognos 8 platform, enabling mobile users for pervasive business intelligence, and driving performance management beyond the traditional environments that our customers operate in.
Cognos 8 Go Mobile is a result of the strategic partnership between Cognos and Research in Motion. RIM's award-winning products, services, and embedded technologies include the BlackBerry Wireless Platform, BlackBerry Wireless Handheld, software development tools, radio modems, as well as other hardware and software. RIM's chairman and co-CEO, Jim Balsley, spoke on the phone with John Blackmore of Cognos to discuss this announcement.
Most people are familiar with the BlackBerry. If they don't own one, they've definitely seen one in use. Jim, give us a sense of scale. How has the wireless message market grown since you introduced the BlackBerry in 1999? How many people have them today?
Well, around 6 million people have BlackBerries, and we have about 80,000 servers installed out in different organizations around the world. So it's definitely grown tremendously, you know, 100% or close to 100% growth every year on a compounded basis. And we see the opportunity growing tremendously. So we're dealing currently with about 170 carriers around the world, 180, I should say, another 130 in backlog. So there's about 300 carriers we're dealing with, close to 100 countries, 80,000 servers going to 100,000. It's a very, very high growth market, very, very exciting market.
BlackBerry users quickly find them indispensable, so I can understand why it grows so quickly. I mean, there's actually a great quote on your website from a journalist who declares, "That's right, I'm in love with their BlackBerry." How do you see business intelligence reports and scorecards on those BlackBerries taking that must-have quality to another level?
Well, I mean, I think it's a natural. Of our 80,000 servers out there, about almost two-thirds use applications beyond email and voice on their BlackBerry. So people have already discovered this capability, and BI is a natural. At the core, what we offer is access. You know, generally, people are fairly satisfied with their applications. We've seen out there, it's much more about an access event-driven relationship, and that's certainly, we've seen that in messaging, where you take a session pull environment like email and make it sessionless push, and you take a couple orders of magnitude out of the latency of collaboration. Well, the same opportunity exists for virtually all time-sensitive corporate applications, and none is greater than BI.
When you talk about access, you have offered that access to business intelligence reports on the BlackBerry before. What's new or different with this Cognos announcement and the business intelligence you're now going to offer to your customers?
Well, you know, definitely Cognos has been very, very aggressive and creative and innovative in the wireless space. Existing BI approaches tend to be more browser-based, and what Cognos is doing, and that's kind of definitely a key start, where you're really pushing it to the next level, is with a richer client experience where you have rich rendering of how you want the data presented, you have very easy drill down, you have online, offline capability with a lot of caching. And so I think, you know, that just makes a much, much richer user experience, you know, and, you know, because it also sets up greater use of the alerting function. So again, you know, when people get business intelligence data, especially dynamic, they're looking for how can I react to this? And so having all kinds of associative data and event-driven data and drill-down capabilities and richer presentation just better supports that decision-making process.
So you can actually manipulate your business intelligence reports using the thumb wheel and other devices on the BlackBerry?
Well, it's remarkable. You can absolutely look at the data. You can get it presented the way you like it. You can drill down dynamically. You can see if one area is performing well and others not, try to figure out why. You can save up historical data to compare, to have comparables. So much of data is, you know, it becomes information when it's put in a richer context. And so it's about both having the online real-time data, but also giving it all the context that help make it so valuable.
With this, I guess, more dynamic business intelligence that we'll be able to offer on the BlackBerry, what do you think would be some of the killer applications for this type of reporting?
Well, I mean, it's as broad as there are areas of dynamic business intelligence. I mean, clearly, the early, low-hanging fruit is sales performance and marketing program performance, where you look at key indicators of how programs are performing and how sales regions or products or people are performing, and you can drill down and get comparables and get contextualized on that to really see if there's a problem or see if there's a bigger opportunity. But also, there's all other kinds of business intelligence where it's very dynamic, very real-time, operations, metrics for services, production performance and uptime, facilities in the field and capacity and response times. You know, really anything that has a dynamic operating performance element to it just lends itself so naturally to extending that information to an event-driven wireless push architecture.
Jim, when you talk about the BlackBerry, a word you always come back to is access. You know, it's people-to-people communication anywhere in any way. How do you see this new element, the business reaching out and communicating with you in its language of reports and metrics, changing the BlackBerry market and, by extension, even business itself?
Well, it's pretty important because, you know, most studies on efficiency will tell you that the overwhelming opportunity for greater business efficiency is in the management area. And so, you know, that's the area where you can really have a dynamic of new productivity, of much greater productivity. And it's fundamentally about information and decisions and responsiveness. So it's an overwhelming opportunity to really make organizations much more online, much more real-time, much more responsive. The reality of business today is people are mobile. They're not sitting at their desk for 8 or 9 hours a day. They're in meetings. They're on-site. They're off-site. They're traveling. And teams collaborate much more and synthesize all kinds of new information and dynamics. So how does a company get information, disseminate information, and collaborate? It's really by having some form of online collaboration and information alerting and sharing architectures, and definitely an integrated BI system plays naturally in unlocking that competitive advantage and productivity.
Jim, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for your insights on this new world of business intelligence and mobile communications.
The pleasure's all mine.
You've been listening to an interview with Jim Balsley, Research in Motion's chairman and co-CEO. We hope you've enjoyed this Cognos podcast. For more information about Cognos, business intelligence, or performance management solutions, please browse our website at www.cognos.com. That's www.cognos.com. For Cognos, I'm James McQuaig. Thanks for listening.